As we journey through life, it usually doesn't take long for us before we start moving out of this sense of a self-awareness into a different way of being engaged in world awareness. Usually happens most powerfully when we become independent in age as young adults. That's like a defining marker in life, where we go on to live the day-to-day demands we face, but we begin to do so out of this new level of inspiration that drives us forward to do the things we do because we start to visualize the good things that we can attain in this world. Here's what I mean by that. It's a good thing for our young people after they graduate from high school to have this fire burning in their hearts for further education, so that someday they can take care of their own families, their loved ones, even potentially make a difference in the world for the good. It's a good thing to have dreams and goals, to purchase land, to have a house, perhaps the dream vehicle. The list goes on and on and on. But there's another level, a heightened sense of being that we are meant to attain when it comes to developing as human beings a whole other area of self-awareness. And it's a level of understanding things when we are guided to do so by the Holy Spirit. Because while there's great virtue in living a life seeking out the good things in creation, as we all know, when we acquire something that we wanted in this world, as soon as we get it, we're filled for a moment, but then this emptiness comes upon us and we start to think about, well, what's next? And we set our focus on the next good thing to acquire. And that's because there's only one kind of experience that truly satisfies the hunger for fulfillment in every human heart. And that experience is a God thing. So the question for us is, are we truly able to discern between a good thing and a God thing in life? Because here's the difference. A good thing always is going to be there. Anyone who develops this keen sense of worldly awareness will be able to go after those good things as long as they can. But a God thing, that's a whole other story. Because God things are events that happen once in a while during the course of human history. And either we were part of the God thing or we missed it altogether. And there's no going back. A father physically present on the day of his child's birth, that's a God thing. Families gathering together to celebrate a birthday, God thing. Mom and dad rejoicing with family and friends and loved ones as their children grow up and one day enter into marriage with someone they love. It's a God thing. Someday the kids being present alongside mom or dad as they're about to pass from this life, breathing out their last breath to enter into the kingdom. That's a God thing. And in our being present today, this outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, this gift promised us from our resurrected Lord, especially made available to all those who've been baptized and today will be confirmed in a few hours, the sevenfold gifts of grace that literally shape, mold, and start to influence our lives. These are huge God things. And all of us who've passed through those waters of baptism have experienced this rebirth in Christ, which means we have to be careful. Got to be careful out there not to confuse all the good things brought to us by worldly awareness with the God things. Because the thing about the good things and the worldly awareness is that it starts to blind us, almost like cataract developing over our hearts. And we sometimes miss out on what is truly essential in life. Being present and sharing in those one-time opportunities that we will never have a chance to be present at again. There was an old blue whale and a young great white shark. I mean, they were swimming next to each other in the ocean, and the young great white shark decided to break the silence. "Mr. Blue Whale, you're so much older than I. You are wiser as well. Now, can you tell me where the ocean is?" "Are you serious?" "The ocean. That's what you're swimming in right now." I mean, the young great white shark, he just couldn't believe it. "Come on. All the while growing up, I heard about the immensity, the excitement, the dangers of this world called the ocean. There is no way we're in it right now because I'm just swimming in this boring piece of water. So please tell me, Mr. Blue Whale, where can I find it?" "The ocean is here, now, and you're in it." Well, tired of the conversation that was obviously going nowhere, the great white shark swam away, unconvinced, and now more eager than ever to find the ocean. Because after all, now he was motivated by a new purpose, to prove an old blue whale wrong. How many people do we know out there? And then again, let's just bring it right close to home. How many of us spend our days, weeks, months, sometimes years, we're looking for God moments and the promise of this kingdom of heaven on earth as if it's a dimension that's like completely cut off and separate from our existence today? How many people are just like that young great white shark? "All the while growing up, I heard about angels, God, eternal life, the existence of a kingdom of heaven. There's no way we're in the middle of all that right now. I mean, look, turn on the news. All the horrors, the tragedies going on in this world. Most of it is not even a good thing. Never mind a God thing. So please tell me, Mr. Blue Whale, where can I find God, the angels, eternal life, the kingdom of heaven?" God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. And among the many things that Jesus Christ taught to those who believe in him was the following: the kingdom of heaven is here now, and we're in it. Pentecost, today, not last week, not next week, this moment we're experiencing is the outpouring of the Spirit throughout the entire cosmos. This is the day of creation's recreation. It's a God thing of unfathomable proportions. It reminds us that just the gift of life, guys, this is a huge miracle. And yet, in the presence of Christ now poured upon us through the sacraments, we're called into even a higher level of living life in a moment of awareness, asking the Spirit to lead our path towards the gateway of heaven. And so we have to become proficient. We have to become experts in discerning between all the good things of this world and the God things that happen in one moment here and there. Now, speaking of God things happening now, we're blessed here at St. Peter's because 40 years ago, a small group of practicing Catholics, they responded to this prompting of the Spirit in this part of the city. Silver Spring, this was like the edge of Western civilization in Calgary 40 years ago. But even in this place, on the edge, they poured a mortar foundation, laid some bricks that have formed the place where we're at today. This place is a porthole for heaven's graces to come into this world and nourish well over 2,000 registered families in our communities, 7 schools, and thousands of other people that have yet to become part of our family. And on this feast day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was poured upon that small church, it's being poured out upon what has become a very large church to keep the mission going. This mission of us building up the kingdom of heaven on earth. And here at St. Peter's, we're doing that in a literal way and a spiritual way. As we all know, we've expanded many of our opportunities for people to meet and to expand their knowledge base when it comes to our spiritual life within our church. So Father Jonathan and I are extending a huge thank you to all you families out there that have become part of our Rock of Our Faith capital campaign to help build the mission of Christ's kingdom on earth. 5-year donation support. But at one and the same time, we're here to invite all other families to come and join with us as we share in this God thing that's happening right here, right now, to contribute financially and to making this place what it is so that people can come and be transformed by God's Spirit. These portholes of graces that exist on earth in churches are a great blessing from God. And we got to nurture that gift. And we need your financial assistance as we proceed. By the time we have phase 1 and now phase 2 completed, we're going to have a brand new parking lot out there with lighting so that you can see when you're leaving in the wintertime. As well as all the landscape areas going to be redone, we will have a grotto, Marian grotto, so that children, families can enjoy being in the presence of the angels outside. When all is said and done, we'll be sitting around a $4 million investment mark. We already have over $1.5 million pledged, and we need some help to continue make it all the way. So please, pray about it. Think about contributing to the Rock of Our Faith campaign and being a part of this God thing at work and passing by. Because this year, as I mentioned earlier, marks St. Peter's 40th year anniversary. And in the Bible, the number 40, that's a big thing. It speaks to us of tremendous God moments. Moses went without food for 40 days and nights in the desert before being given the Ten Commandments. Our Lord himself spent 40 days in the desert, tempted following his baptism before entering his ministry. Israel was 40 years in the desert before entering the promised land. There's no such thing as coincidence when it comes to recognizing a God moment at work. Because truth be told, the exponential growth we have experienced here at St. Peter's over the last few years, this is a sign from heaven that we are entering into our own version of the promised land right here in Northwest Calgary. Because the promised land is all about a place on earth where people can experience God, where they can walk with God, where they can live with God. And as is made evident in this Eucharist we're about to share this day, as is made evident through the Holy Spirit being poured out in our midst this day, the kingdom of heaven is here now. And St. Peter's is undergoing this huge God thing. And we invite all of you to become a part of this very exciting time. What we choose to do on earth echoes into eternity.